Hey guys, property search thing Gladfish. I'm Brett Leaglewood and this is Property Rant. So today it's a question that we get asked often, and it's, you know, why do you need my financial details? And look, the short answer of that is the reason we need that detail, and it's not just us, but it's anyone who you're exploring with, whether it be mortgage brokers, solicitors, all these things. Some of them are legal requirements, anti-money laundering, you know, and all these sort of things, you know, proof of ID, proof of address, these sort of things. So some of those are required by law, but for the most part, and you'll find if you're speaking to our team, they're asking these questions because, to be fair, if I jump on the phone and I speak to someone who's got 25 grand, it's their first 25 grand they've saved, they're on a 30 grand income a year, joint income, you know, now I'm talking to someone very different than someone who's got 20 properties in their portfolio, they've got 300,000 in the bank account, they're earning 100,000 a year. You know, this person is in a very different position than this person. The types of questions and the type of information I'm going to give to this person versus this person are worlds apart. Okay, now, and the other thing too is not only worlds apart, but this person has less room, snuggle room potentially than this person, you know, so therefore we're going to be a bit more conservative with this person than that person. You know, this person may be more risk adverse than this person. So actually this person we're going to be a bit more flexible. This one might be a bit more tighter. You know, so there's a whole range of reasons why we want this information. And what you'll find is it's pretty pre-formatted information. And what it comes down to is, you know, what's your sort of experience risk profile? What's your capital or wealth, current wealth, in other words, how much cash do you have, how many assets do you have, how many investments do you have, you know, and then it comes down to credit and income. You know, and when you look at those sort of things, they're the initial financial bits of information we know. And you know, we have clients sometimes, what they'll do is they'll write all that out on a piece of paper, send it through on an email and say, right, here's my situation, you know, let's chat about what we think. Because see, we're not coming, you know, we're not throwing a deal to you on the first call, and this is a distinction here. If you phone somebody up and on the first call they're talking about the property they're going to sell you or they want to sell you, you know, be very careful, you know, maybe back away, you know, that's up to you, your call. What you're going to find is when you talk to my team, we're going to go through probably the first couple of calls, we're not really going to get into the actual property that's current because we're going to go through a process first, and when you're ready, the property that's available then, we can take you through. But what we can do is we can take you through example cash flows, but normally not on the first call. The first call, what we're trying to do is work out what that plan is. And you know, we can talk about incomes and all these sort of things. But the other side of it is, what do you want to achieve? If you've got someone who's in this situation and wants to achieve this versus someone in this situation that actually just wants to achieve that, well, do you know what? That might be easier than that. That may be a long term, and we need to go into a lot of depth and a lot of things about the market and where the market's likely to go, and you know, risk and loads of values, and you know, different mortgage products. Are we going commercial? Are we going high street? There's a whole range of concepts that we can discover before we even go, right, now we're in a position to look at investments, look at deals. Okay, so you'll find that's, you know, that's the real key here as to why we're asking that information. And look, in terms of, you know, security and all that, we don't sell our data. And anyone that sells data these days, you know, really, you want to be running for the hills from them because they shouldn't be, you know, the database, the value in the database is in the relationship, not in the actual having the email address or the phone number anymore. It used to be that if you had an email address, that was great. But anyway, that's redundant. You shouldn't be selling it, and certainly we've never sold it, and we do not sell it, and I refuse to. You know, it's something that I just don't want to do, not interested to do. You know, our clients are precious, if you like. So, so basically, with this whole thing here, what it comes down to is, yes, we want the information, because if we can get this information up front, then we can get down and dirty with the detail, all right? So it's gonna save you time by giving the information up front. And look, you may want to give generalities. You may say, well, how much is my income? You know, your income 67,000. Look, my income 70,000, my income 60,000. It doesn't have to be exact data for the first call. You know, down the track when it comes to applying for a mortgage, we better put exact data down, okay? Because otherwise, when it goes to the lender, if they find out that actually it's not exact, potentially, that's it. That's, you know, that mortgage application done. So, you know, initially it can be more broad-based, but then we want to get more specific with the data. So I hope that gives you an understanding of why we would ask this question, why people ask for the financial data. It certainly shouldn't be shared. It should be kept confidential. But anyway, guys, have a great day. Live with passion.